So we brought the Hall of Fame in 2020, and then the induction class was for spring of 21. I think there was 13 people or teams that were inducted during that class. We said that we'd revisit it again in a quicker fashion than most Hall of Fames would, just to get it kick-started and running properly. So this time around, the nomination process is open. It's on our school website and Facebook page, and the community can nominate anyone that they feel should be in the Athletic Hall of Fame for whatever reason and provide those reasons to us. Anybody that was nominated back in 2020 but didn't get in are automatically submitted for this next round, and then obviously anybody that's new. But this year it is capped at a maximum of 5 people that will be inducted, and that really depends on the votes of the committee, but there won't be 13, that's for sure. It's just maximum 5, and there's X amount per category. Off the top of my head, I don't know what exactly those are number-wise per category, but it is on the official website for the Athletic Hall of Fame. And then we'll only revisit it again in 2030, 2040, 2050, every 10 years,
okay.
Which gives people time to go out and do some great things. You know, most Hall of Fames wouldn't even have revisited within a 3-4 year span, but we thought it was important because there should have been people in the first class that weren't necessarily in there just because of the number of votes, but their careers have spoke for themselves and they should be inducted. So hopefully that's... you know, they get in this time around, and then again, 2030, 2040, 2050 after that.